Will the House come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk take the roll?
28 members present.
We have a quorum present to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader, do we have anyone excused from the call of the House that needs to be?
Yes, we have people who are already excused. Representative Choquette, Representative Zawacki are already excused, and Representative Lincoln is sister.
Okay. Our chaplain today is Reverend Larry Olson of the Resurrection Lutheran Church. Would the members please rise for the invocation?
Our Lord and Creator, in the business and in the busyness of each day, grant to each person of this legislative body a time of quietness and rest. We pray for good health and peacefulness for all who are involved in this legislative session. There's much hard work and more than a little stress in store for these men and women. So many important decisions need to be made, so many different points of view to be considered. I pray they would be spared from having to fiddle around with little nuisances and annoyances that don't really matter. May they find joy and energy in their work. May they be proud of their accomplishments. May they have a sense of what they do can and does make a difference in people's lives. Amen.
Representative Donnelly, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative Martin. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent to prayer brief spread on the journal.
Are there any objections to spreading the prayer across the journal that talked about nuisances and things that I really appreciate? No objections? So ordered, the prayer spread upon the journal. Would the clerk at this time please certify the legislative journal for the third legislative day?
I certify to the correctness of the House journal for the third legislative day.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House journal for the third legislative day be certified.
Are there any objections as to the correctness of that journal? Hearing no objection, the journal stands approved. Guests for introduction today? Messages from the governor?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate?
Message dated January 14th, Mr. Speaker. The following changes have been made to the Senate Committee on Committee's report. To the Transportation Committee, Senator Kraft replaces Senator Fahrenkamp. To the Labor and Commerce Committee, Senator Kraft replaces Senator Eliason. The Senate has approved citations and transmitted them to the Legislative Affairs for enrolling. I have no further messages from the Senate.
Do we have any other communications that should come before this body?
The following reports are on file in the Chief Clerk's office from the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, the State Loan Programs and State Programs revised October 1991, from the Alaska Aerospace Development Corporation, an annual report for 1991. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees or special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation in memoriam for Drew Lawrence Haig by Representatives Hudson, Elmer, and Senator Duncan. In memoriam for David Alfred Brownie Brown by Representatives Hudson and Elmer and Senator Duncan. In memoriam William A. Hagavid by Representative Hudson and Elmer and Senator Duncan.
Rules for calendaring.
I have no resolutions, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, reference, and first reading of House bills.
House Bill number 404 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, accompanied by a letter and a zero fiscal note. An act amending the filing deadline for a candidate seeking to appear on the general election ballot as a candidate not representing a political party and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
House Bill numbers 405 and 406 are being reserved. House Bill Number 407 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor with a letter and 2-0 fiscal notes, and Act providing immunity for the Alaska State Emergency Response Commission, the local emergency planning committees, and the Hazardous Substance Spill Technology Review Council and their members for actions taken under AS 4613 and providing for an effective date.
That'll be referred to the House Special Committee on Oil and Gas, Resources, as well as Judiciary.
House Bill Number 408 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor with a letter and 2-0 fiscal notes, and Act authorizing the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to award grants for local emergency planning committees and providing for an effective date.
That will be referred to the Community and Regional Affairs, Resources, as well as Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us down to the daily calendar. We do have some citations upon that calendar. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have six citations today. I move and ask unanimous consent they be approved. First honors ARCO Alaska. Second honors Bartlett High School track and field state champions. Third honors Lieutenant General McInerney. Next honors Junior Achievement of Alaska. Next honors Roger Briley. And finally, 1991 Alaska State champs Bartlett High School football team.
Are there any objections on any of these citations that we have upon the calendar today? Hearing no objections, the citation calendar has been approved. Unfinished business? Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a number of excused absences today. I ask the following members be excused as indicated. Representative Hanley, 3 p.m. March 12 to playing time March 15. Again, 4 p.m. April 16 to playing time April 20. Representative Martin from 6 p.m. February 5 to playing time February 9. Several for Representative Sharp, 7 a.m. February 13 to playing time February 24. 9 p.m. March 11 to playing time March 13. And finally, 9 p.m. April 8 to playing time April 10. Several for Representative Navarre, 4:30 p.m. January 23 to playing time January 27. 6:35 January 30 to playing time February 2. 4:30 p.m. February 14 to playing time February 17. Several for Representative Taylor from 12:30 p.m. January 24 to playing time January 26. 12:30 p.m. January 31, playing time February 2. 12:30 p.m. February 21 to playing time February 23. Excuse me. At 12:30 p.m. February 28 to playing time March 1. Several for Representative Baker. 4:30 p.m. January 17 to playing time January 19. 4:30 p.m. January 21 to playing time January 26. 4:30 p.m. January 31 to playing time February 2. 4:30 p.m. February 7 to playing time February 9. Representative Lehman from 3 p.m. January 17 to playing time January 21. Several for myself. From 5 p.m. January 17 to playing time February 20. 5 p.m. February 7 to playing time February 10. 5 p.m. February 14 to playing time February 17. At 5 p.m. May 1 to playing time May 3. And 3 p.m. April 2 to playing time April 6.
Are there any objections, Representative Parnell?
Just a point of information. The previous speaker indicated that his own personal playing time would be between January 17th at 5 p.m. to February 20th. Is that a typo or just a...
Majority Leader...
I certainly approve that, Mr. Speaker, if we'd like to do
Mr.
that.
Mr. Majority Leader, don't correct it, just do it.
Thank you. And I also stand chastised for another... a faux pas, one of many I made yesterday, that my friend from Craig mentioned, that I neglected to indicate that Mark Air, as well as Alaska Air, has extended their time, and stand corrected on that, too.
Page. Okay, are there any objections as to those people that wish to be excused from the call of the House on those dates? Hearing no objections, those members are excused, as indicated by the majority leader as to the specific times. The House passed a House resolution dealing with the creation of a House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs. Rule 21 allows the presiding officer to appoint members. There are several members that have desired to serve on this committee. So at this time, I will make the following appointments, which will make it a seven-member committee. It'll be Representative Parnell and Representative Gonzalez. Any further unfinished business? Representative McLean.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to bring up for reconsideration the House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 81.
Okay, that bill, when it gets on the board, will be before us in third reading. Being it has its third reading, I won't instruct the clerk to do so. So it's before us in third reading and under debate. Representative McLean.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to get further clarification on this bill. One of the concerns that I have is that is it going to add an added bureaucracy to Department of Natural Resources when they're doing platting authority? One of the questions that I have is on the native allotments that are primarily issued by BLM, and they work within the BLM offices. Now, would they have to clear through Department of Natural Resources in order for them to be working with their native allotments?
Representative Blair.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Under the current situation with native allotments, they are all cleared through the Department of Natural Resources. As a matter of course, they have a review period. I forget now the durational time, it's 30 or 45 days in which those native allotments are submitted to the Department of Natural Resources for a clearance. It's an exercise to make sure that there are no conflict with any other existing invalid claims to the title of the land, and it's more a clearance process. They don't have, other than if they find a major conflict, they don't have any ability to stop those from going through, but they do have a pre-clearance kind of a process that they go through now.
Representative McLean.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. And further, my other question would be, if the native allotments are going to be processed through the Department of Natural Resources, then the commissioner has the authority to deny or accept the application?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. It's actually not a, he doesn't have the authority to approve or deny. The commissioner has the review process, and if there are conflicts, if there are overlapping claims to the title, what they then do is make a recommendation back to the Bureau of Land Management and give them some guidance as to how, you know, what the problem, the nature of the problem is, and how to go about kind of untangling the overlapping interest in the lands. They do not have any authority to deny those. In fact, last year when we had budget subcommittees for the Department of Natural Resources, in that budget cycle and in the current fiscal year, there is no money, no additional monies for specifically dealing with native allotments. And it was felt at the time by the Commissioner of Natural Resources that he had the adequate resources. They had about a one-and-a-half person equivalent time dedicated to this review process in the budget in the prior year, and felt that they, because of the nature, the general wind down of the processing of those, that they didn't need that additional position and a half. And in the budget process, we then eliminated that position and a half funding for that. So we had given it quite a review, but to answer the question more specifically again, they do not have any approval or denial authority over those allotments.
Any further question or debate? Representative Hanley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I voted for the bill yesterday because I understood the desire to clarify some of the boundaries and make it clear so that there aren't as many lawsuits or problems when there's title transfers. But after reviewing some of the minutes a little more closely, it raised some concerns to me because we're not just requiring DNR to do the plat approval. according to the minutes anyway, that DOT and DEC are also going to be required to give their approval before you can get the required permit from DNR or the approval from them. So I'm concerned that we're not just going into making sure that the lines are correct, but we're also going to require a percolation test or water samples. And this is an unorganized borough, and I don't live in one, but I'm concerned that we're requiring an awful lot from in this piece of legislation and going beyond where we need to. So unless I'm incorrect in what I read in the minutes, I'll probably change my vote.
Representative Boyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To respond to yesterday's concern that was raised on that and then also for the concerns of the prior speaker, I did take a look at what is currently required and whether or not this bill would in fact inflict any new exercises upon landowners in the unorganized borough. And yes, it is clear that the minutes reflect an acceptance of the fact that there is already a requirement on the books for the DEC and the DOT to have a general approval authority over subdivisions in the state of Alaska. DEC currently has, absent the passage of this bill, they currently have general authority over plans for pollution, disposal, and those types of things with regard specifically to private property, regardless of where that property is found, and that's section 4603090 regarding plans for pollution disposal. Very specifically, however, in Title 38, section 3808010, where they're specifically talking about the classification of land for home site entries and specifically the subdivision of those potential properties, they are permitted. The DEC is permitted in the design of a subdivision to review these particular kinds of proposals before they go before the formal platting and before they're recorded. That's a very specific requirement that is currently on the law or on the books in the state of Alaska. All that this legislation, all that we do in this legislation is reflect that is the current statute or current law in the state of Alaska. And on page 4 specifically, lines 13 and 14, that's subsection C, it says the commissioner shall require that a plat submitted for approval bear the certificate of approval of any state agency having subdivision plat approval authority. The DOT and the DEC currently have plat approval authority. They don't always exercise that authority. It's like any other state agency. Sometimes they're busier than they might need to be. They don't review in full detail all those types of things. But clearly, in the current statutes, they have that authority. It was reflected in the minutes that, yes, in fact, that is the case, that currently they have that authority, and, yes, that is the law. And all that this bill does is embrace that and say, before the Commissioner of Natural Resources affixes his seal of approval, if there are objections by these other agencies in their review process, that they will have gone through that review process. So there's nothing more being added to this to the current law than is already on the books.
Representative Taylor, you've been seeking the floor for the last few times. Go ahead.
Somebody else was on.
Well, you have been seeking before. Go ahead.
And then thank you, Mr. Speaker. I merely wanted to associate my comments with those of my colleagues who've spoken in opposition to the bill, as I did yesterday, and to address the point that was just being debated. DEC does truly have general authority regarding pollution disposal. That's if you want to take your land outside the borough and make a dump site out of it. DEC is permitted to review. DEC is not mandated to review. The clerk at your recording office can file your plat of subdivision without the DEC's approval. It's discretionary with DEC. In other words, you can send it to them if you wish to, but she can also file it without them right now. You pass this law, she can't file that plat. In fact, what you're really saying is to all of those people who may receive or currently own today a small parcel of land outside of an organized borough, 10 acres, 15 acres, whatever, and they want to do something with it. They want to divide it in half so that one of their two children can have it when they're gone. They want to sell part of it to their neighbor. They want to give a piece of it to the local church. Each one of those events will immediately trigger what I'm now calling the full-time employment bill for engineers and surveyors in the state of Alaska, this bill. When you do that, you're going to have the DEC approve your subdivision of the property. That means that they have to approve the land if, in fact, it's going to be used for residential purposes. They'll have to be able to approve any type of sewer system or septic system you're going to put on that land. Interestingly enough, the state of Alaska itself has never complied with that. I have a large subdivision that lies at the end of the road, so to speak, at Wrangell, where the state of Alaska sold off, must be a mile and a half on either side of the road, beach lots on one side and uphill lots on the other. And that was the Department of Natural Resources. They platted out nice big lots. People were happy to pay for them, and they went out and started clearing. And clearing process, they started building homes. Many of them built nice big foundations because as soon as they got the clearing done and the driveway in and the foundation in, then they were going to go to the bank to get the money to finish their house. Come down and visit me someday. Let me show you the houses out there today. The foundations are still there. There's little trailers sitting there. There's tar paper shacks sitting there because DEC won't give one of those people a sewage permit. Their land doesn't perk. If you don't get the sewage permit, you can't go to the bank to get the loan. If you can't get the loan, you can't finish the house. So since you've invested everything you had into it, these folks, their husbands, wives, and children are out there struggling along trying to figure out how to make the tent a little bigger or buy a few more sheets of plywood to put up on it. DEC would approve outhouses, but most of these people wanted to build nice three-bedroom homes. They didn't really want an outhouse. DEC would approve it if you had a what I call a thermos bottle kind of sewage system, one of these containers, and then if you had a public utility certified by the state that would guarantee to come out and pump it out, and they had to guarantee to the Alaska Public Utility Commission that they'd stay in business for over 5 years. The way we regulate folks in this state, that takes a pretty optimistic businessman who's going to guarantee he's still going to be in business 5 years from now. But that's what DEC did down, or DNR did down there. They auctioned off land, sold it off, and DNR, because they're a state agency, they don't have to talk to DEC. So those people are still all hung out on a limb right now, trying to get some variance because of what problem? Our lands don't perk in southeast Alaska. You can't use a septic system with a drain field in southeast Alaska. That's what this is going to cause. It's going to cause every person who owns land outside of an organized borough, if they want to do anything with their land in the future, they have to then go get it surveyed, have a subdivision platted, have to have DEC approve that subdivision. DOT has to approve the subdivision. In other words, there now, maybe there's no way possible you can get a road into the Blooming Place. Somebody at DOT can say, well, you've broke this up into 20 different parcels. We want to see where you've got the right size roads going between each lot for access, the right size cul-de-sacs. That's what you're walking into. There is no major problem out there today that needs to be fixed. When, in fact, we find that there are overlaying claims upon the same land, they will do exactly the same thing that any of these people will do. They'll bring their claims into court, they'll litigate the claim, and whoever is correct and owns the property gets the property. You're not going to reduce one single aspect of the litigation process or of the process of having people both claim the same piece of land. That will still happen in the future. What you'll have is you'll have a lot better maps, and I applaud better maps. I think that's a good idea. But not with the overlayment of DEC, DOT, and DNR before you can make the conveyance of this property in the future. I'm very much opposed to this legislation, and I would hope that we would defeat it on the floor today. Thank you.
Representative Mackey, you've been seeking the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I had a few questions, and I wanted to ask for a brief at ease, but I just kind of wanted to point out the minority leader has brought up some issues that certainly affect my district right now, but I think when that subdivision he spoke of happened, that's existing law, and I know that subdivisions that have happened on Prince of Wales Island that are not in a municipality that are in the unorganized borough right now have to have DEC approval and a number of other things. So I don't know how, I guess I'm confused as to how this legislation will change anything that is already in existing law as far as those problems. But I had several other questions, and I think, you know, some of the things that have been brought up here are of concern to those of us that are in unorganized borough areas, and I guess I would probably need a brief at ease or something to have some of them answered before I can vote.
Okay, I have several people that would like to speak, Representative Mackey. Can we take Representative Martin and Representative Davidson and then take that at ease? Representative Martin.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I kind of agree with the gentleman from Prince William Sound in that perhaps it is fortunate that we did delay consideration of this yesterday for at least another day, and that's for a completely unexpected reason. I don't know if many people have read heard of the Supreme Court decision today, U.S. Supreme Court last evening, that the native corporations of Alaska will be considered as equal to the native people of the southern 48s, and therefore they do have sovereign rights within their lands that were given by Congress. And so therefore I was thinking, and I leaned over to the lady from Barrow and told her that maybe we ought to reconsider this in the light to what degree is now the native corporation going to be considered having all sovereign rights. It's the Tayona case across the river from Anchorage. And they did win the battle that they have a sovereign right of determining what goes on within their territories given to them as a corporation, which would equal a sovereign nation in the lower 48. And I think that is really significant, sir, because when we're talking about unorganized local government, now does that mean that the corporations or the people within them are now a legal sovereign people and now have a right to determine how their land will be plotted and used? I very much believe that we need to do a better job in this state for plotting our land. We do need qualified surveyors in this department that they got rid of. We have a terrible situation, and especially with corporations and with federal government BIA knowing where the lines are, much less the poor average citizen, as Mr. Phillips and Igor River can tell you, when they bought land, and it was 20 or 40 and 50 feet off the road, and suddenly they got hit with these lands that aren't theirs, and the state claimed it, and they paid heavily, and the state's not going to reimburse them for it, but they use state maps. That's just one indication. I really think that I think the procedure, and we'll have to go over this, either another day delay so that our native leader can find out what is the status of their corporation legally. Are they now considered a local government? And secondly, if there's more time needed, one motion would be, if he's asking to discuss his other long-range question, to delay consideration for one more day. I don't know if we can get around that since we're in the third one now. And secondly, maybe even go back to rules, because it may take a little longer. That was a significant case this morning that was decided, and I think that many native corporations will reevaluate their options as to the sovereignty of their people.
Representative Davidson, and then we'll take the at ease, and then I know Representative Sharp wants to speak and Representative Boyer, but maybe we'll let Representative Boyer wrap up after Davidson might answer some of the questions that we'd drive us into recess here. Representative, or at ease, Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We have a big issue here before us, or maybe not such a big issue, because before we get carried away in the emotional trauma of the old ideas of planning and zoning, regulation and platting, I recall when I first came up to Kodiak, and we have perk problems there, we have many of the problems that are similar to Southeast due to rainfall. And, you know, we can't call people who want to establish a plan or some rational approach to the future, we can't call them communists anymore. But what we've got to do here is to put this thing in perspective. How about those people who are sitting out there waiting for something to happen, and they've put all their life's resources into a piece of ground to call home, and 10 years down the road, because we took the route that is recommended by a few in the body, their life savings and their land is worth nothing. I speak from experience on this because I bought such a piece of ground, and many of us have been fighting very hard for water and sewer projects. And this is part of the problem, I think, that my good friend from Wrangell was referring to. So to put this in perspective, we need to understand that what this bill is attempting to do is to put some rationalization in the platting and planning process for the future. That's not only to protect degradation of the environment and prevent that, but in the long run, I think, will serve the people well who have invested in this land, and we can get on with the job of making our state a better place to live. Thank you.
Representative Boyer, before the IDs, would you like to maybe clarify some of the things that have happened here?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let me give reality one more opportunity to breathe here. Since 1988, in the Alaska Administrative Code, specifically 72.300, specific platting approval authority has been given to DEC. 10 pages of regulations were promulgated pursuant to their general authority that I referenced earlier. And specifically, though, in reference to a court case, State v. Anderson, 1988, the court found that the Department of Environmental Conservation could validly require its approval of potential subdivision plans as a prerequisite to the recording and sale of any lots in the subdivision. State lost that case. As a result of the loss of that case, and because of the general authority DEC had, 10 pages of rules and regulations were promulgated, been the law of the land for the last 3 years. That is reality. This bill in no way, shape, form, imagination will change the current status of state law, state regulations that have been on the book. If we wanted to debate whether or not the DEC should have that authority, we clearly have the ability to do that through the committee process. But I would hope that the members not be swayed by certainly an emotional appeal to governmental intervention in our lives, but this bill in no way changes the current status with regard to DEC ability to come in and require this kind of review.
Okay, the House will stand at ease. Will the House come back to order? Before the at ease, we had the bill before us in third reading. Mr. Majority Leader.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 81 be held in third reading till tomorrow.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, that bill is before us tomorrow in third reading, giving people opportunity to take a look at that bill and maybe get some of your questions answered. We're under business, Representative Ivan.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to request that we move up the calendar to introduction of guests, if it's proper at this time.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed, Representative Ivan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, there are members of the Alaska National Guard, members that I would like to present and introduce to this body. Sergeant First Class Jordan Carpenter, Master Sergeant Norman Hood, and Sergeant First Class James Reed. Please help me welcome them. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. While we're on introduction of guests, are there any further guests for introduction? Okay. Representative Betty Davis.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Representative Ramona Barnes and I have in Gallery A a constituent of ours. His name is Nuruddin Khalim. Would you please stand?
further guests? Okay, we are back down to unfinished business. Is there any further unfinished business to come before this body? Announcements of standing committees or special committees? General announcements? Special orders? Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move and ask unanimous consent. We stand in recess until 7:45 this evening.
We are in recess until 7:45 this evening, p.m.